Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about some surprising causes of depressive symptoms.
Right. I thought this would be interesting because we talk about the typical causes in biological and environmental and grief and loss and financial worries and all that sort of stuff. But there are a lot of other things. And I have to say that if you go into the naturopathic literature, there's another whole set of... So there's, again, our theme, it's a complex disorder.
Yes.
Depends where you look, because every place you look, it becomes complex,
right. Okay?
And I thought these are interesting things that we typically don't think about
right. That
could also be related to depression.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're pulling some of these from an article at health.com, and it's 12 surprising causes of depression. And some of these are things that we know, and some of them are just...
But we tend to forget about them.
Unusual. You
know, we tend to forget that these things are also at work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the first one that they mentioned is the weather.
Right.
And we have mentioned earlier this week that for some people we have a thing called seasonal affective disorder, and that's when it starts the winter, when it's dark for most of the day. A lot of people will experience depression during that period of the year, but for a small percentage of the population, depression is triggered during the summer months,
right?
Which is counterintuitive,
except that it's a seasonal change.
Right.
And just like the plants have to go through, which animals go through a seasonal change.
Right.
Some change color, some go to sleep, some grow antlers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the different seasons produce different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to remember that we are also animals. And give yourself time to go through these seasonal changes. They are significant events, whether you realize it or not.
Right. And I think that's we're gonna see that theme a couple of times in this list.
Mm-hmm.
Change.
Right.
Whenever there's significant change, that's when we're going to be at risk for it. So
don't underestimate the effect of change.
That's right. The second thing they mentioned is smoking.
Right.
You know, for some people, smoking can act as a stimulant and can kind of stimulate things and give you a little bit of energy and make you feel a little bit better, actually. Because nicotine can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of it has a dual effect. It can be a stimulant or a depressant, because it can be a depressant. And for some people, smoking can contribute to foster the maintenance of depressive symptoms.
Right.
So depression is the second thing.
Right.
Now, one that we know, the next couple of are things that we know.
Yeah, these are.
And that is thyroid disease.
Sure.
You know, if you are experiencing depression, it is really important that you talk to your physician to have your thyroid checked.
Right.
Many people with depression, they have hypothyroidism.
That's right.
And their thyroid's not quite functioning the way that it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
And that decrease in thyroid function can create symptoms or cause symptoms of depression.
Easy to identify, easy to treat.
Yes.
So don't overlook thyroid disease.
Right.
Okay. The same with sleep.
Yes.
You know, we know that poor sleep is also related to depression.
Yeah. That's the next one is... And we talked earlier this week about being on a good routine.
Get enough sleep,
but
sleep in the same hours, okay? Don't vary bedtime, awake time, and all that stuff. Don't go back to sleep, hitting the snooze alarm. I think what you did with a boy this week recently was wonderful.
Oh,
where you moved his bedtime, I want to say up, you moved it back a half hour from 10:30 to 11.
Right.
And that was just what he needed to get the right cycle, because he was being awakened in a deep sleep cycle and he had a hard time getting to alertness. Whereas if he wakes up in a in the peak almost awake cycle, rapid eye, then he's much more alert.
Right. Yeah. It was and the look on the parent's face when you talk to them about that. You mean somebody get him up at the same time? But instead of having him go to bed at 10:30, I'm going to let him stay up to 11
right.
and then go to bed. And
and he's going to sleep faster, right. And he's getting up easier in the right. morning.
Easier to fall asleep, yeah. Easier to get up, because now he's in his own rhythm.
Right.
Okay? And we have to remember that it's not just the amount of sleep you get, it's when you sleep. Yeah. So when you start messing with when you go to sleep and when you get up, yeah. you're going to disrupt right. some of your emotions.
Yeah. The next thing on the list is, they refer to it as Facebook overload, right. but it's any type of overload in social media.
Right.
And you know, we've talked so many times on this podcast about social media right. and the effects of, you know, those kinds of activities. Mm-hmm. But it can create some depression because, again, right. you're comparing your life to somebody else's idealized, you know, existence, the way that they right. want to present mm-hmm. themselves. And it can absolutely yeah. elicit depressive symptoms.
Right.
So you have to be very, very cautious of that.
I like this one, the end of a TV
show. Yes.
You the know, end of a TV show.
And after I read this one, I was thinking back to, you know, when some of my favorite shows
yeah.
ended. And mm-hmm. it does create a little bit of depression. It's a loss because you feel as though you know these mm-hmm. characters and these people, especially if it's a show that's been on for a long time mm-hmm. and you were really, really into it.
Right.
You know, I feel that way sometimes with movie franchises. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
You feel like you know these characters so well, and then mm-hmm. when it's done, it's, you know,
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I think that was a good example
when
of it.
You get to the end of the Harry Potters, and you think, oh, I have to wait another year.
Yeah.
Before the next book comes out.
Yeah.
Or the whole series ended.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't know what to replace it with.
Right.
You know, because we grew up with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many of us grew up with them.
Right.
And suddenly they were gone.
Right.
You know.
So. Yeah. Now, the next thing on the list is where you live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, absolutely. I was talking to someone else about this the other day, or I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, actually last night when we were at the movies. Did I mention that we went to the movies last night?
You mentioned it after the fact.
Yeah.
You didn't mention it before so that I could go, but it's okay.
Somebody's in their feelings today.
Well, you know.
But the I was talking to him.
You.
You never go to the movies. we were talking about, you know, some of those old animal studies, social yeah. rat studies, and, you know, if you live in a very congested, compact, crowded environment, you know, it does
affect
your mood. It right. can increase the risk for depression and stress and all of that kind of stuff. So right. looking at where you live, you know, if there's a high crime rate in your neighborhood.
You've always lived in Florida, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to get here as soon as I could because I don't know whether I have seasonal affective disorder, but I know I hate the rain, I hate the cold, I hate the dark,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel much better in this kind yeah. of a climate.
Yeah.
So if I were to move, if I had to move, I'd have to be very careful
yeah.
about where I live because I could live in some places where I would not be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I don't mind the rain and all that.
No, because you're thinking of Florida rain.
Well, I mean, that's
why. Up north, it rains for 2 weeks at a time. And every day for weeks. And it's dark. I mean,
definitely in his feelings
like
today.
It. You wouldn't like it. Too many what?
The next thing on the list is too many choices.
Oh, I don't see that.
And, you know, parents and critics of parents mm-hmm. talk about this a lot. We give our kids too many choices. We have too many choices for ourselves.
Right.
You know, there's something to be said when you go to the grocery store and you have to, you're going to get a loaf of bread.
Right.
And there's a, you know, a 50-foot long mm-hmm. set of shelves, seven high, right. full of different kinds of breads.
Yeah, where do you start?
It's... So, you know, I think the funniest is water.
Oh,
it's
like, yeah.
It's just water, but you go to the water aisle and there's...
A whole row. Yeah. That whole side of the
aisle. It's like, wait, it's just water. Water.
Right.
Now, but some water does taste better than other water. But I don't know why.
People tell me that. They say, well, I won't drink this or that. I'm thinking, there really is a difference? No.
The next thing is
lack of fish.
Has to do with your diet, and that's the lack of fish.
Right. It's really not fish.
It's omega-3.
It's omega-3. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a we know that we have an imbalance in mm-hmm. the ratio between omega-6 and omega-3. We get mm-hmm. way too much omega-6, not nearly enough omega-3.
Right.
And so if you're not eating fish on a somewhat regular basis mm-hmm. or taking omega-3 supplements,
right.
you know, you're at risk for depression. Mm-hmm. The next thing is poor sibling relationships. Right. And I think that this is fascinating because we do see this a lot in kids and teenagers.
Right.
So the idea of the way in which or the quality of your relationship with your sibling mm-hmm. can be affected by or can affect your mood.
That's right. Because it's chronic. I mean, you're mm-hmm. you're with your siblings every day. You know, you spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So you're constantly bringing that up.
Yeah.
Birth control pills.
That's the next one. Birth control pills.
Have you heard, do you know of any research on this implant that they're mm-hmm. doing? How it affects mood?
No, I haven't seen much research on that yet. But we know that there is a relationship between birth control in general and mood because it does affect your hormones.
It affects your hormones, and I have anecdotal evidence that implant, some people don't react to it very well, and they can have sort of psychological mental health symptoms, depression, anxiety, anger, making poor choices, lack of inhibition mm-hmm. That seems to be triggered by the device. But I don't know of any research yet that's out there.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Birth control pills generally interfere with hormones, and hormones are involved in mood.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the final thing here are medications. Prescription medications. Right. And we do know that many prescription medications can cause depressive symptoms mm-hmm. for, you know, the same reason it's affecting the chemicals in your body. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, for some, antidepressants cause depressive symptoms.
Right.
And even the worsening of depressive symptoms and even the development of suicidal ideation and self-harming thoughts.
That's right. In some people, again, let's go back to Monday, it's complex disorder. In some people, antidepressants can actually worsen depression.
Right.
Okay. Because it's a different kind of depression. You know, we talked all week about mm-hmm. there are different kinds of depression.
Right.
So this is a different kind of depression. And in some people, particularly teenagers, if you give them an antidepressant, it makes them more depressed and pushes them towards suicide.
Yeah.
But you don't know who those are before you prescribe.
Right.
You know, you discover it, sadly, you discover it after.
Right.
But opioids mm-hmm. can be related, antidepressants, anti-epileptic medications mm-hmm. can be related to mood. I did my dissertation was on the effects of anti-epileptic medications.
Right.
And there is a relationship between the two. These are not easy drugs to take.
Right, right. So they can have an impact on
even ADHD medications can do it.
Absolutely.
So
there's lots, again, it's biological causes, environmental mm-hmm. causes, and some of these other things that would certainly mm-hmm. fall into the environmental or biological mm-hmm. categories, but they're just things that you want to check mm-hmm. out and see if they're at the root of any of your symptoms.
Yeah, so but the message, of course, is this isn't something we volunteer for.
Right.
I mean, you said that, I think, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just being weak, it's not, mm-hmm. okay. And there are many, many, many factors that contribute. It's a complex mm-hmm. Set of circumstances, and I think we both agree that I would seek professional advice because it's so complex.
Right.
You're not going to get over it quickly.
Right.
It could have dire consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be ashamed or afraid to seek professional advice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely so. All right. That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.